بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب جواز شرب من جميع الأواني الطاهرة غير الذهب والفضة وجواز الكرع وهو الشرب بالفم من النهر وغيره بغير إناء ولا يد وتحريم استعمال إناء الذهب والفضة في الشرب والأكل والطهارة وسائر وجوه الاستعمال. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi brings a chapter now on it being permissible to drink from all pure utensils besides gold and silver. So a person can drink from all type of utensils which are pure except those which are made of gold, pure gold and silver. And it is impermissible, it is haram. وَتَحْرِيمِ وَجَوَازِ الْكُرْعِ. And also it is permissible to drink with one's mouth without using his hand or any utensil from a river. Obviously, this is when a person is unable to use his hand and there is no other utensil available. So in that circumstance, it is permissible for him to drink from a river without using his utensil or his hand. In other words, drink directly from the river with his mouth. And it being haram of using gold and silver utensils for drinking, eating, purification and all other matters.
وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حضرت الصلاة فقام من كان قريب الدار إلى أهله وبقي قوم.
حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه says that it was time of Salah, so those people who were living nearby from where they had been sitting with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they had settled somewhere, they were sitting, it was time for Salah, so those Sahaba whose home was nearby, they stood up and they went home. وَبَقِيَ قَوْمٌ, and others remained behind whose home was far. فَأُوتِيَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِمِخْضَبٍ مِنْ حِجَارَةٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was brought a bowl, a utensil made of stone. فَصَغُرَ الْمِخْضَبُ أَنْ يَبْسُطَ فِيهِ كَفَّهُ. It was, this bowl was very small, that Rasulullah places his entire palms into the bowl and to use both his palms. It was very, very small. The bowl was not large. فَتَوَضَّأَ الْقَوْمُ كُلُّهُمْ. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah made him perform a miracle. And this mu'jiza that because of the barakah of his hand that he had placed into this bowl, the entire group of people who were present there, whose home was far away and who remained behind with him, they were able to perform wudu. قَالُوا كَمْ أَنْ قَالُوا كَمْ كُنْتُمْ. Sahaba, people asked them, how many of you were there? قَالَ ثَمَانِينَ وَزِيَادَ. We were 80 plus Sahaba who remained behind with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from one utensil, one small bowl, all of us were able to make a wudu from there. مُتَّفِقٌ عَلِي وَهَذِهِ رِوَايَةُ الْبُخَارِي. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ لِمُولِي مُسْلِمٍ أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ دَعَا بِإِنَاءٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ. And the narration says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for some utensil in which there was some water. فَأُوْتِيَ بِقَدَحٍ رَحْرَاحٍ فِيهِ شِئٌ مِّن مَاءٍ. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was brought again a shallow bowl. In other words, the top, from the top till the bottom, it was not a very deep bowl. And the top was not large enough. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this also, he could not place his entire hands into this bowl to use the water. So this was a type of bowl that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was brought. It was wide at the bottom, but shallow. In other words, from the top to the bottom, it was not a very deep bowl. فَأُوْتِيَ بِقَدَحٍ رَحْرَاحٍ فِيهِ شَيْءٌ مِّن مَاءٍ. And some water was there. فَوَضَعَ أَصَابِعَهُ فِيهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his mubarak fingers into this bowl. قَالَ أَنَسْ فَجَعَلْتُ أَنْظُرُ إِلَى الْمَاءِ يَنْبُعُ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَصَابِعِهِ. Anas radiallahu anhu says, I began to see the water gushing forth from between the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَحَزَرْتُ مَنْ تَوَضَّأَ مَا بَيْنَ سَبْعِينَ إِلَى الثَّمَانِينَ. Then I estimated the number of Sahaba who were present there who made wudu and who used this water were approximately 70 to 80 Sahaba. So again, two important things. One is the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in both these cases, that such a large group of people were able to make ablution from this small bowl of water. And also we saw that Rasulullah used a bowl made of rock, and the other one was a very small narrow type of wooden bowl. So it is permissible to use such bowls, not bowls and utensils made of gold and silver. وعن عبد الله بن زيد رضي الله تعالى قال أتانا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخرجنا له ماء في ثور من صفر فتوضأ رواه البخاري. As Abdullah bin Zayd radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us and we brought him some water in a bowl of, made of copper, sufrin, made of copper. Rasulullah sallam then performed wudu. From this hadith also Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi proves that it is permissible to use copper utensils. Again, all utensils permissible besides gold and silver, and of course the utensil itself has to be pure and bark and not najis. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayah to understand, make amal, wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin, subhanallah.